You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, and it's the last weekend before tax day. Have you done yours yet? You've got until Tuesday to get it all done. Unless you file an extension, of course. The new tax law means there are many questions about what to expect next year, but it's causing confusion right now. So our producer, Paulina Velasco, checked in with some certified public accountants around the country. Starting with Rachel Moncur. She's managing director at Ross & Moncur in Alexandria, Virginia.
So we're getting a lot of clients coming in here, and they're surprised that all of this press on all of these changes doesn't affect them for the year that they're filing at that time.
Brian Thompson from Little Rock, Arkansas, says his clients are confused, too.
Clients have sat in my office and said they've heard so many different stories in the media that they don't know whether their taxes are going up or down.
A big issue Thompson's hearing about?
Arkansas is part of the Bible Belt, and I've had many clients that donate money to churches and other charitable organizations. The other day I was meeting with a client who asked me if they were going to be able to deduct their charitable contributions because they had heard that contributions were not going to be beneficial in the future.
To be clear, it's not that they won't have the option. It's just that fewer people may choose to itemize deductions because the new law doubles the standard deduction. In Virginia, Moncur says charities are concerned that because of this, contributions could decline. But beyond giving, it will also affect other decisions.
It will have a huge effect in terms of the behaviors it incentivizes. If you have a smaller mortgage and the mortgage interest doesn't get you over the new standard deduction limit for a married couple, which is $24,000, which is quite a lot of money, maybe it won't incentivize home ownership in the same way.
Heading to San Antonio, Texas, CPA Jim Oliver says the changes in the law will affect how people file their taxes.
When we start looking at some people, we're realizing, oh, the $24,000 deduction for standard deduction is going to be substantially more than what they would be able to do itemizing.
So he and his clients are looking at new ways to take full advantage of the tax system.
Can we move contributions to a different year and double them up?
All of which means that as a CPA, Jim is doing a lot more mental aerobics right now.
It's so different in many ways that it's almost requiring a shift in our mindset. You know, we used to have almost automatic answers to people, and now you have to stop and think it through a little bit more. The more I get into it, the more I realize, well, it's interesting. Every time you've got a puzzle to solve, and that's essentially what this is, and the puzzle for every person is different. The pieces fit together differently, and so there's a lot to think about every time we look at a client.
And then there's the question for business owners of what kind of corporation to be. Here's Arthur Auerbach in Atlanta, Georgia.
They're asking questions now. Do I keep the S-Corp or do I switch to a C-Corp or go back to an individual proprietorship? Which one of those options is going to give me the lower tax? Which type of entity choice should I pick? And that's not a very easy decision anymore.
Auerbach's also concerned about the way state and federal taxes are going to interact in his state.
The big problem here in Georgia is that you are stuck on Georgia depending upon which method you picked for federal return, because the increase in the federal standard deduction means that they will get a benefit on the federal return. But in Georgia, that means they get stuck with the very, very low state standard deduction here.
These changes may seem stressful for those of us with little experience filing tax returns, but for Auerbach, adaptation is part of the job.
What I like to tell people is when I started in practice, I was 6'6". Now I'm 5'4". And 55 years of getting pounded on all over the place, that's what happens.
We'll be following all the ways the new tax law will affect our lives in the months to come. And if you want to share your experience with us, just email the show. We're weekend@marketplace.org.